Welcome back to another edition of the Digital Digest with Ace of Solutions. With me today is Nika, who is a longtime business consultant of mine. She is the real deal when it comes to taxes and maximizing on your returns. So as we know, we're still in the midst of the government shutdown. I believe we're in day 16 of the government shutdown. So Nika, would you take a moment to introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your business?
Hi, I'm Nika Prey, and I am the CEO of Unbreakable Enterprises. One of the things that we do at Unbreakable is taxes, one of the things. And more than that, helping people to understand taxes and how to maximize their tax returns by keeping track of their expenses. That's pretty much what we do. We do other things, but we're going to stick to taxes today.
Right. Awesome. So, right now, just, you know, from your own professional opinions, what are you forecasting for this year? IRS tax return seems like social media is in a frenzy right now. Everybody's starting to kind of, I've been seeing it trending on social where people are starting to wonder, is this government shutdown going to be over by tax season? Tax professionals are weighing in. So what would be your professional opinion or your professional advice?
Well, first of all, I would say we've been through a couple of shutdowns. I've been doing taxes for over 25 years, and this isn't the first shutdown. And so I am a big component of understanding the truth. And so when there's a big fuss about something as simple as the government being shut down, and how long is it going to be shut down? There's always something else going on in the background. It's a distraction. Yeah. We've never really had a problem with tax returns in 25 years, even through shutdowns, because generally they end prior to the date that the W-2s are supposed to be out. So I haven't seen a big problem. I would just say people calm down and wait and get your lives in order so that the tax return isn't that much of a big importance to you when, you know, this time of year. It shouldn't be that serious. My thing is to teach people how to keep their money out of the government hands through the tax season so that when it's time for you to pay up or square up, you have until April the 15th to do so. So I really think people should just calm down and let it blow over like it always does. And if it doesn't blow over, we got to come up with another plan anyway. So focusing on your tax return, which isn't, it's really, if they owe you, they owe you. They're going to pay you in May, June, July, August, whatever it is. It's really about getting your life in order to the point where this isn't such a big thing to you.
I agree. So as being a, you know, you, I know, you know, hundreds of entrepreneurs being in a social media arena, having developed your own community with Unbreakable Enterprises. So if, you know, you're in a position where you want the tax money, but you really shouldn't be tripping over it and you're in a position to do something, what would you suggest should be next as a step one?
Step one, I think everybody that works, that gets a W-2, that had to fill out a W-4 form to get their job, fill it out correctly to where the government is taking as little as possible from your pay. And take that money that you're getting that was in addition to what you got last year, is different from what you got last year. So, for instance, you change your W-4 now from a 1 to a 7. The hundreds of dollars they were taking out for taxes now becomes a part of money that you can save, you can invest, you can do something different with, and you square up with them on the due date, April the 15th, not December the 31st or January the 1st. It's April the 15th, and you'll have time to do that if you take those $300 or $400 every payday, put them in an interest-bearing account, a savings account, and forget about it. My thing is when people get these increases from changing their W-4s, they think it's time to go shopping. I need a new pair of boots, or I'm going to get this and I'm going to get that. When you were used to and okay with the government keeping your money
right. All
year long, you've made a way without it before. So why won't you take it and save it yourself? Why use the government as a savings account when you can do that yourself and actually earn interest on your money?
Awesome. Always good advice with Nika. Nika, how can people follow you on social or visit you online?
My website is UnbreakableEnterprises.com. I'm on social media as Mrs. Unbreakable. My name, Nika Prey. Mrs. Unbreakable 1 on Twitter. And Mrs. Unbreakable 1 on Instagram. So I take questions. I teach classes. I help people to understand this. But again, it's, you know, it's the monster. People are caught up in it. The consumerism is big. So I've taught hundreds of people how to get this money and keep it throughout the year and how to file their taxes so that they can pay what they're supposed to pay. But I find that everybody's in the same situation come January the 1st. They're broke and they haven't done the necessary work. So you really can't blame anything going on in the government, seeing as I haven't worked in 8, 9 years.
Awesome.
I have.
That's another
right.
show for another
That's
day.
Another show. But
manifestation on fleek.
And I haven't had to go through any of that. The government shutdowns don't affect me. What they do doesn't affect me. You have to get your life in a position where you're not affected by all this
That's
stuff. That's important.
That's a word.
Because they're going to go up and down, fluctuate. They're going to make decisions that don't really mean us any good, but we fighting for decisions that if you really look at it, it has made us, you know, into the slaves we used to be. So why fight for this when you could just take your money and raise yourself up? That's what I would like to say to people. Calm down. Don't worry about the IRS. You got bigger problems. Like, why do I have this problem every January where I don't have any money? That's the question we should be asking, not whether the government is going to pay us or not.
Well, we're going to wrap up for the moment. I just wanted to go in and chime in with this whole Trump shutdown, government shutdown, because I do think it's being overrated. Thank you so much for joining me today, Nika. Again, if you want to follow Nika online, she's on Instagram at Miss Unbreakable One, on Twitter as Miss Unbreakable One, and you can visit her website at UnbreakableEnterprises.com. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Digital Digest. This is your girl, Ace. Peace. Welcome back to another edition of the Digital Digest with Ace of Solutions. With me today is Nika, who is a longtime business consultant of mine. She is the real deal when it comes to taxes and maximizing on your returns. So as we know, we're still in the midst of the government shutdown. I believe we're in day 16 of the government shutdown. So Nika, would you take a moment to introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your business?
Hi, I'm Nika Prey, and I am the CEO of Unbreakable Enterprises. One of the things that we do at Unbreakable is taxes, one of the things. And more than that, helping people to understand taxes and how to maximize their tax returns by keeping track of their expenses. That's pretty much what we do. We do other things, but we're going to stick to taxes today.
Right. Awesome. So right now, just, you know, from your own professional opinions, what are you forecasting for this year? IRS tax return seems like social media is in a frenzy right now. Everybody's starting to kind of, I've been seeing it trending on social where people are starting to wonder, is this government shutdown going to be over by tax season? Tax professionals are weighing in. So what would be your professional opinion or your professional advice?
Well, first of all, I would say we've been through a couple of shutdowns. I've been doing taxes for over 25 years, and this isn't the first shutdown. And so I am a big component of understanding the truth. And so when there's a big fuss about something as simple as the government being shut down and how long is it going to be shut down, there's always something else going on in the background. It's a distraction. We've never really had a problem with tax returns in 25 years, even through shutdowns, because generally they end prior to the date that the W-2s are supposed to be out. So I haven't seen a big problem. I would just say people calm down and wait and get your lives in order so that the tax return isn't that much of a big importance to you when, you know, this time of year. It shouldn't be that serious. My thing is to teach people how to keep their money out of the government hands through the tax season so that when it's time for you to pay up or square up, you have until April the 15th to do so. So I really think people should just calm down and let it blow over like it always does. And if it doesn't blow over, we got to come up with another plan anyway. So focusing on your tax return, which isn't, it's really, if they owe you, they owe you. They're going to pay you in May, June, July, August, whatever it is. It's really about getting your life in order to the point where this isn't such a big thing to you.
I agree. So as being a, I know hundreds of entrepreneurs being in a social media arena, having developed your own community with Unbreakable Enterprises. So if, you know, you're in a position where you want the tax money, but you really shouldn't be tripping over it and you're in a position to do something, what would you suggest should be next as a step one?
Step one, I think everybody that works, that gets a W-2, that had to fill out a W-4 form to get their job, fill it out correctly to where the government is taking as little as possible from your pay, and take that money that you're getting that was in addition to what you got last year, is different from what you got last year. So, for instance, you change your W-4 now from a 1 to a 7. The hundreds of dollars they were taking out for taxes now becomes a part of money that you can save, you can invest, you can do something different with, and you square up with them on the due date, April the 15th, not December the 31st or January the 1st. It's April the 15th, and you'll have time to do that if you take those $300 or $400 every payday, put them in an interest-bearing account, a savings account, and forget about it. My thing is, when people get these increases from changing their W-4s, they think it's time to go shopping. I need a new pair of boots, or I'm going to get this and I'm going to get that. When you were used to and okay with the government keeping your money all year long, you've made a way without it before. So why won't you take it and save it yourself? Why use the government as a savings account when you can do that yourself and actually earn interest on your money?
Awesome. Always good advice with Nika. Nika, how can people follow you on social or visit you online?
My website is unbreakableenterprises.com. I'm on social media as Mrs. Unbreakable. My name, Nika Prey. Mrs. Unbreakable 1 on Twitter and Mrs. Unbreakable 1 on Instagram. So I take questions. I teach classes. I help people to understand this. But again, it's the monster. People are caught up in it. The consumerism is big. So I've taught hundreds of people how to get this money and keep it throughout the year, and how to file their taxes so that they can pay what they're supposed to pay. But I find that everybody's in the same situation come January the 1st. They're broke and they haven't done the necessary work. So you really can't blame anything going on in the government, seeing as I haven't worked in 8-9 years. I have, right? That's another show, but
manifestation on.
And I haven't had to go through any of that. The government shutdowns don't affect me. What they do doesn't affect me. You have to get your life in a position where you're not affected by all this stuff. That's important. Because they're going to go up and down, fluctuate. They're going to make decisions that don't really mean us any good. But we're fighting for decisions that, if you really look at it, it has made us, you know, into the slaves we used to be. So why fight for this when you can just take your money and raise yourself up? That's what I would like to say to people. Calm down. Don't worry about the IRS. You got bigger problems. Like, why do I have this problem every January where I don't have any money? That's the question we should be asking, not whether the government is going to pay us or not.
Well, we're going to wrap up for the moment. I just wanted to go in and chime in with this whole Trump shutdown, government shutdown, because I do think it's being overrated. Thank you so much for joining me today, Nika. Again, if you want to follow Nika online, she's on Instagram at Miss Unbreakable One, on Twitter as Miss Unbreakable One, and you can visit her website at unbreakableenterprises.com. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Digital Digest. This is your girl, Ace. Peace. Welcome back to another edition of the Digital Digest with Ace of Solutions. With me today is Nika, who is a longtime business consultant of mine. She is the real deal when it comes to taxes and maximizing on your return. So as we know,
We're still in the midst of the government shutdown. I believe we're in day 16 of the government shutdown. So, Nika, would you take a moment to introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your business?
Hi, I'm Nika Prey, and I am the CEO of Unbreakable Enterprises. One of the things that we do at Unbreakable is taxes, one of the things. And more than that, helping people to understand taxes and how to maximize their tax returns by keeping track of their expenses. That's pretty much what we do. We do other things, but we're going to stick to taxes today.
Right. Awesome. So right now, just, you know, from your own professional opinions, what are you forecasting for this year? IRS tax return seems like social media is in a frenzy right now. Everybody's starting to kind of, I've been seeing it trending on social where people are starting to wonder, is this government shutdown going to be over by tax season? Tax professionals are winning. So what would be your professional opinion or your professional advice?
Well, first of all, I would say we've been through a couple of shutdowns. I've been doing taxes for over 25 years, and this isn't the first shutdown. And so I am a big component of understanding the truth. And so when there's a big fuss about something as simple as the government being shut down and how long is it going to be shut down, there's always something else going on in the background. It's a distraction. We've never really had a problem with tax returns in 25 years, even through shutdowns, because generally they end prior to the date that the W-2s are supposed to be out. So I haven't seen a big problem. I would just say people calm down and wait and get your lives in order so that the tax return isn't that much of a big importance to you when, you know, this time of year. It shouldn't be that serious. My thing is to teach people how to keep their money out of the government hands through the tax season so that when it's time for you to pay up or square up, you have until April the 15th to do so. So I really think people should just calm down and let it blow over like it always does. And if it doesn't blow over, we got to come up with another plan anyway. So focusing on your tax return, which isn't, it's really, if they owe you, they owe you. They're going to pay you in May, June, July, August, whatever it is. It's really about getting your life in order to the point where this isn't such a big thing to you.
I agree. So as being a, I know hundreds of entrepreneurs being in a social media arena, having developed your own community with Unbreakable Enterprises. So if, you know, you're in a position where you want the tax money, but you really shouldn't be tripping over it and you're in a position to do something, what would you suggest should be next as a step one?
Step one, I think everybody that works, that gets a W-2, that had to fill out a W-4 form to get their job, fill it out correctly to where the government is taking as little as possible from your pay. And take that money that you're getting that was in addition to what you got last year, it's different from what you got last year. So, for instance, you change your W-4 now from a 1 to a 7. The hundreds of dollars they were taking out for taxes now becomes a part of money that you can save, you can invest, you can do something different with, and you square up with them on the due date, April the 15th, not December the 31st or January the 1st. It's April the 15th, and you'll have time to do that if you take those $300 or $400 every payday, put them in an interest-bearing account, a savings account, and forget about it. My thing is, when people get these increases from changing their W-4s, they think it's time to go shopping. I need a new pair of boots, or I'm gonna get this and I'm gonna get that. When you were used to and okay with the government keeping your money
right
all year long, you've made a way without it before. So why won't you take it and save it yourself? Why use the government as a savings account when you can do that yourself and actually earn interest on your money?
Awesome. Always good advice with Nika. Nika, how can people follow you on social or visit you online?
My website is unbreakableenterprises.com. I'm on social media as Mrs. Unbreakable. My name, Nika Prey, Mrs. Unbreakable 1 on Twitter and Mrs. Unbreakable 1 on Instagram. So I take questions. I teach classes. I help people to understand this. But again, it's the monster. People are caught up in it. The consumerism is big. So I've taught hundreds of people how to get this money and keep it throughout the year and how to file their taxes so that they can pay what they're supposed to pay. But I find that everybody's in the same situation come January the 1st. They're broke and they haven't done the necessary work. So you really can't blame anything going on in the government, seeing as I haven't worked in 8-9 years. I have,
that's right. That's another show,
but
manifestation on fleek.
And I haven't had to go through any of that. The government shutdowns don't affect me. What they do doesn't affect me. You have to get your life in a position where you're not affected by all this
that's
stuff. That's important. Because they're going to go up and down, fluctuate. They're going to make decisions that don't really mean us any good. But we're fighting for decisions that, if you really look at it, it has made us, you know, into the slaves we used to be. So why fight for this when you can just take your money and raise yourself up? That's what I would like to say to people. Calm down. Don't worry about the IRS. You got bigger problems. Like, why do I have this problem every January where I don't have any money? That's the question we should be asking, not whether the government is going to pay us or not.
Well, we're going to wrap up for the moment. I just wanted to go in and chime in with this whole Trump shutdown, government shutdown, because I do think it's being overrated. Thank you so much for joining me today, Nika. Again, if you want to follow Nika online, she's on Instagram at Miss Unbreakable One, on Twitter as Miss Unbreakable One, and you can visit her website at unbreakableenterprises.com. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Digital Digest. This is your girl, Ace. Peace.